broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A great good day to you. Welcome into the clubhouse on this beautiful October, just the last weekend, just about in October, and then it's Halloween next Saturday. Karen Stubbles, Golf Channel on-course analyst, golf insider on Golf Channel's news programs, and she's joining us in just a couple of minutes. But first, we want to thank the people who make the Golf Club possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise or shopping center, a store or townhouse, customer single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery, featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
Alrighty, I want to tell you a couple of things. At Poipu Bay Golf Course, this is our featured course of the week. Ocean 9, a new program they're just starting for morning golfers between 7 and 8:30. You go out on the range, and then they take you out to the back nine for $99. You pay the back nine and unlimited time between 7 and 8:30 on the range. Go check it out at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Also, the practice and play, they're still doing that, where you can go at 4:30 in the afternoon, get on that beautiful range, and then once you've got your game up, you've warmed up after working all day long, you can go out and play the 3, 4, and 5, the first three holes at Poipu Bay Golf Course, where the Southside Men's Club is going out to play this morning, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Karen Stubbles hit the sweet spot many a time in 2004 when she won the Women's British Open, and she overheard, I think it was a 15-year career, almost $4 million in career earnings on the LPGA. Now Golf Channel on-course analyst and golf insider on Golf Channel's news programs. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you very much, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. It's a pretty gorgeous day in Hawaii. Where are you calling from?
Just Orlando.
Just Orlando, where it's absolutely beautiful and you can play just like us just about every day of the week. Do you get much golf in now that you're working inside the Golf Channel world?
Well, you know, the funny thing is I stopped playing tournament golf because I'd really just had enough of competing. And, you know, when you had done it for as long as I had, you get burnt out very quickly. And so this year, I played last year, but this year I've only played 7 times, and 3 of them have been with my own club. So I'm just settling into talking about golf and being around golf tournaments and not playing, and being a full-time mum when I'm at home. And I've got to say that's kind of a nice change for me.
It's rewarding.
Not having stress to play tournaments. Yes, it really is.
It is, being with the kids and watching them learn and develop. Are any of your children into golf?
No, not yet. My son, I only have one. He's 8, and he plays a lot of baseball and flag football. And if he was to ever ask me that he wants to play golf, then I'll take him down and we'll go play golf. But if and when he comes down with me, which obviously I haven't done much of this year, he would be very good if he was to play. But it will be his choice always. Whatever he wants to do, he can do.
That's really the only way to do it. And I was reading your bio, and you caddied for your dad when you were growing up. I was wondering, you know, we talk about how there's a lack of caddy programs in today's world of golf, and how critical it was in a lot of cases for a lot of people getting into the game. Did helping your dad on course, being his caddy, help your game later?
I don't know if watching my dad play helped my game, but the one thing that he did was that he could see me swishing away with his golf clubs. And you know, during one of the first times I ever caddied for him, And he said, he asked me if I'd wanted to play. I said, I'd like to have a go. And he said, well, I don't know enough about it. He had a 16 handicap. And he said, I don't know enough about it. He said, but I'll get you in with the pro who has a group junior lesson on a Saturday morning. So every Saturday morning I would go down and have a group lesson with the pro. And what I really think that it did was my dad actually really didn't help me with my game. I always got the best advice from the best people that were around me at the time. And I really think that helped because it set me up down the right path. It gave me some really good fundamentals to start with. And my dad was probably the most understanding and non-sort of pushy parent that you could possibly get. So anything that I did, it was really because I wanted to, not because I was being made to do it.
Yeah, not being pushed into it. You weren't a golf parent.
No.
Well, there are good golf parents, and there are golf parents that are kind of oppressive in the way their style, you know, wanting their children to be perfect all the time. And golf's not a game of perfect.
No, it really isn't. And I, you know, being a parent now, I can understand the want and desire to have the very best for your children growing up. And, you know, you think that could be a way of doing it. But ultimately, you know, when the children are still children, they should be able to play with their friends and have a good time at the same time. So I want Logan to enjoy being a kid and enjoy growing up. And however his life turns out, I'll support him in whichever fashion it will be.
Excellent. Now, you said that you've had it with the competition. What is it about golf competition that takes you, took you away from the game?
You know, it became, I always loved playing golf. Right from the moment I picked up a club, I loved golf. And the trouble for me was it stopped from being I want to play golf to being I have to play golf. I had to play golf to support my family, to go through, you know, what everybody else does week in, week out, paying the bills and doing all of that. And it really, I struggled to enjoy it. The pressures and strains of having to make a 3-foot putt to provide for everybody was very stressful for me in the end. And it was fine all the time. You know, Logan was traveling with me and we were seeing the world together. It wasn't too bad. But when he started school, that's when it really sort of hit home and he stopped traveling. And I really didn't want to spend the time and effort that you have to do to compete at the highest level. When I was at home, I just wanted to spend time with him. And so it was a combination of everything. But I know that when I stood on the first tee at St Andrews in the Women's British Open 2 years ago, and I thought, I really don't want to do this. I didn't want to play the tournament. I was fine in the practice rounds. I was fine in the pro-am, but I just didn't want to have to put a number on a scorecard.
So when it was fun, when there was, you know, you took that element of pressure and I've got to do this, I've got to perform, you enjoyed it. I think we can relate to that. You can probably relate to Tiger Woods now that he's got kids, having to practice 8 hours a day becomes a real chore.
It's really something that is a struggle to balance. And when he's had to have time off because of his injuries and he's taken time off and he's been able to be a dad and go to their football games, their soccer games or whatever sport they're doing and be around them, it's very difficult to go back to those 8 hours a day on the driving range and another couple of hours in the gym every day when you've been used to not doing it. It's a bit of an uphill battle for him, I think, to be honest, coming up.
I saw a sparkle in his eye when he was talking about his kids that he'll play with them goalie or something, but he won't dive for the ball.
No, quite rightly so too, given Rory McIlroy's soccer injury.
Yes, you gotta be careful. All right, there's some awesome golf being played by the youngsters who certainly don't have any of the outside distractions that you have when you become a mom and a dad. Lydia Ko. 4-stroke lead over Yoon-hee Ji in Fubon. It's amazing how she is playing.
Yeah, she's a special talent. She has that something that you just don't expect when you watch her play, because you know you see her hit a drive, you see her hit her irons and wedges and stuff, and you think, oh yeah, she's good. But you would never. There's no real sort of wow factor. But what she does is she gets the ball in the hole better than anybody else out there right now, apart from Imbi Park, who's actually not playing that well just at the moment. But she's absolutely incredible. I work with a great announcer called Whit Watson, and he describes her best as a golfing savant, because she's she does things. She's so creative that most people couldn't dream about doing.
But what you said is so, she doesn't have the wow factor. That's,
no.
And it's interesting because I don't see a lot of fans really like warming up to her.
She's still new to a lot of people. I mean, it's only her second year on the LPGA. I mean, I know she's been around for a lot more than that, but she's now just really starting to come out, and people will eventually see, you know, how talented she is at the mental side of things as much as anything. But she doesn't hit the ball a mile like Lexi Thompson or Michelle Wee, and she's not a sort of a Natalie Goldbiss glamour person. She's just a regular teenager that plays phenomenal golf, and the mental side of it really should be applauded, because what she does naturally, everybody else strives all their career to find.
Well, I hope that there's a time when we'll be able to see the Lydia Ko that I hear so much about when I read stories that other players talk about, the part of her that's laughing, because we don't see the smiling, laughing Lydia Ko that we hear a lot about.
I think if the camera was to stay on her in between shots a little bit longer, you'd see that, because as soon as the shot is hit and the ball's on the way and it's on the green and it stops, and then you start to see her personality come out. She'll walk up the fairway chatting and smiling and laughing with her caddy or other players, or even sometimes us as announcers on the golf course too, she'll do the same. So
that's cool.
It's just a question of the TV not showing it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the part we don't see. We see the focus concentrating Lydia Ko, you know. One thing that I was kind of taken aback, and I needed to ask you this because it happened when I was watching Lotte and I was following Lydia Ko. We were at Ko'olina, and she had her caddy was literally setting up her driver head into the right position behind the ball. Is that something that's done a lot?
Not really. I mean, but I think it's just one of those things that they want to make sure that all the basics are in position. And obviously, club face alignment is a big thing. And the strange thing about it is, if you're trying a different driver or working out a new address position or something, sometimes a driver head can look shut. And a lot of it is to do with just how, you know, it's painted or the lines on it or something. It can look shut to you or open. So if he was adjusting it to make it look square, it's primarily to make sure that what her eyes and what the club face are kind of matching up, because it could be that club head may not be the one for her and she might want something to look a little different. Me personally, I always like my club face to look a little open. If it ever looked shut, that head was out for me.
Yeah.
So I suspect that's what was going on there.
Yeah, I didn't think it was legal in competition to have somebody else set up your driver head.
Well, I don't know much about that, but I didn't see the actual incident myself. So.
Right. No, I was just, I didn't want you to do a ruling.
No.
It was just something that I found, I'd never seen before. So also on the leaderboard is Charlie Hull, Siyun Ru, Katrina Matthew. Now, from China, Ji Yun Lin. It's interesting the Chinese are really moving into the game, while at the same time their government is banning party members from joining their golf clubs. You know, it's against the rules. There's kind of a dichotomy going on in China as we move toward the Olympics. What do you see?
Well, and that's exactly right. They really, they want to embrace golf as a sport because it is an Olympic sport now, and obviously we know how important that is to China as a country, success in the Olympics. So you have, and then you have players like Shan Shan Fang that have been very successful on the LPGA, winning, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, and, major winner. So the growth of the game will grow. You have clubs like Mission Hills that really want to help kids play golf, and they have great programs involved there for the kids over there. And yet, you're right. I mean, the actual government itself is struggling with golf in general. And I think it's old stereotypes that they see that they're fighting against, to be honest. And it's a big shame. And I'm sure that hopefully over time that will change. But it is a different style of government than we're used to over here. There's no question. So.
Mm-hmm.
And having never lived in that area, again, I feel a little out of my depth talking about that. But hopefully the success of the players will make it more acceptable.
Yeah. I let's talk a little bit about traveling, because so much of that is required of you when you're on tour. And now with the LPGA being such a global tour, the travel goes to the Far East, Malaysia, just all over the place, where the PGA Tour put out an announcement for Malaysia, I think it was, that, you know, be aware that typhoid fever is a possibility, protect yourself, watch out for the symptoms. Then there's air quality issues. And I was watching Morning Drive this morning on Golf Channel, and the doctor was talking about how you need to protect yourself and what things to look for. Did you come across what you can eat, what you can't eat, what you, you know? Wow. And yet I watch Michelle Wee, she's eating live octopus.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of scaremongery as well. I think players are just trying to protect themselves just on the off chance. I mean, bear in mind, you're going to Australia. If you've never been to that country before, you don't really know what they put in the food or what they've taken. There's a lot of, you know, players now, it's a full-time job where, you know, you have to look after your body, because you want to be in peak performance shape by the time you tee it up. And there's no fun if, say, something doesn't agree with you and you have to keep rushing to the bathroom and you're in a foreign country. And or the other thing is, you know, when you have a language barrier, just getting to see a doctor and trying to get, you know, a good diagnosis on what's going on with you too can be a bit of an issue. So when I would travel around, I would always have like a little emergency pack of medication with me, just in case anything should go wrong. And I have a friend who's a doctor that I'm able to call and say, hey, you know, this is my symptoms, what do you think? And so you just, it's always good to have somebody that you can call to find out, have some emergency prescription drugs with you, just in case something goes wrong, because you never really know what you're going to get in a foreign country.
Exactly.
And especially, you know, somewhere like Thailand, where you don't know if the language is going to be an issue, trying to describe something. Korea, you know, some people speak great English, some people don't. It's very difficult to get that same diagnosis or really understand what they're telling you to take.
Yeah.
And in this day and age, when they're doing drug testing and everything else, you have to really be aware of what you're putting in your body. So it's not just from a food aspect. And I think players are really, really looking out for themselves so that they don't get sick. They're just trying to take all the precautions, because ultimately they're not there to sightsee or to have to be on a sort of a vacation. They're there to work. They're there to do a job. They're there to play tournaments. And at the end of the day, it all matters. Every single dollar on the money list can count. It could be extra CME points, could be extra world ranking points to get into another event or to carry you through for something else. So you just never know when that extra bit of money comes in handy.
I'd never thought about the drug testing aspect of it. Good point. Before we take a break and come back and talk about the Symetra Tour, I was reading Golf Digest and some of the PGA Tour perks, and I was wondering, do the ladies get like the courtesy cars, the free dry cleaning, the free food, the free day trips for deep sea fishing and charters and swag? And
there's some of that going on. That typically there will always be a courtesy car, but not everybody in the field will get one. Very much depends on where you are ranked. And but you could always get a ride, but they will always have a transportation committee there to pick you up and drop you off wherever you need to go. There are places like the Bahamas that have provided day trips and to do some cool things for the players. And in Williamsburg, you get to go to Busch Gardens to ride the coasters there. And so they do provide some good things. They'll always have food provided for you every day, breakfast and lunch. And it is quite a nice life like that. But you have to bear in mind that everything that you do, all your flights, all your hotels, all of that stuff comes out of your pocket primarily.
Yes.
And you have to pay for your caddy, and it can be, you know, an expensive business too. So any little bit of extra help you can get is always welcome, especially on the LPGA where we don't make the money that the PGA Tour guys do.
Yeah, and speaking of not making the money on the Symetra Tour, I was pleasantly surprised that some of the top players were making in the 60,000 range. It's come up.
Good luck paying your bills on that when you think about all the travel expenses plus tax that come out of their pockets every year. You know, if you think about the tax, you think about hotels, you're looking at rental cars, flights, all kinds of stuff still coming out of their pocket. It's still, hopefully they get away with having a little bit to spend at the end of the year.
We're going to talk about taking that gamble you took when you were struggling on the tour. You made a commitment to your game, and what it does it take to make that or take that leap of faith, you know, to make it on the tour. We'll be right back. Let's hold that thought right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Tee up the ball, feet grounded. Taking a deep breath, grip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Golf Channel's Karen Stubbles, wife, mother, major championship winner, 2004 Women's British Open, member LPGA and LET, now Golf Channel. She's the Morning Drive co-host often. She's on Golf Central, and she's an on-course analyst. And you hear her when she's on the field describing what's going on the golf course when the players are in action. Right now, we've got 10 new players coming into the LPGA through the Symitra Tour. And one of the questions, one of our followers on our, we all follow each other, Pops and Sunshine on Twitter, he was wondering, will one day you thought this the LPGA follow the PGA Tour's lead, do away with Q School, and just have all cards into the LPGA through Symitra? What's your thought on that?
I really don't like that idea, because it really eliminates the people that want to come out straight from college and be able to go to school, or, you know, as a teenager, 18-year-old, and going straight into potentially playing the LPGA. They would have to play a year on the Symitra Tour just to qualify to get their card. And I don't necessarily agree with that. If the money was better on the Symitra Tour, and if it wasn't so expensive to enter the event and all the rest of it, then I'd be like, maybe okay with it. But I like the aspect of a qualifying school that once a year people get an opportunity, no matter what they've been doing for the year previous, whether they've been in college or working or whatever, that they have an opportunity to actually come and play on the LPGA.
Either way,
it's not an easy route, whether you do it as a Metro Tour or Q School. But I really feel like it's nice to have that option still. And I think in many respects it's taken a little bit away from the PGA Tour by not having that element of the Cinderella story that's coming through from Q School.
Yeah. Well, you know what's exciting about Q School for young women, given that there isn't the money that's available to on the web.com tour, you have to have sponsors. And if you don't have sponsors, you're not going to get to the Symitra Tour. You're not going to survive. And this way, if you're good, you got a shot at it without having to borrow a whole bunch of money from people.
Yep, exactly. And I'm sure the guys that play on the web.com are pretty well supported by manufacturers, you know, equipment manufacturers too, and they're probably getting a little bit of extra for playing a driver or a putter or something every week. You rarely find that on the LPGA, so you wouldn't even find that on Symitra Tour. There's not that many players that play even on the LPGA Tour that are fully sponsored for equipment. So, I mean, they'll get free equipment, but but they won't get any extra cash for it.
Yeah, so you might get a club, but you won't get any money to play the club.
Exactly, yeah.
What do you think can be done? I mean, the LPGA has rocketed in popularity. Women's golf is already, you know, looked upon as being the place where they can grow the game, and I don't see that coming to fruition, but at least not immediately. It's not something that's going to happen right away, maybe growing slowly. I'm asking the question about the LPGA. How do you think they can get better? They're so good.
They are, and I think they're on an upward spiral still. If you look at the young players that are coming out, they're so talented, they work so hard, and the quality of the golf that they're playing is something else. And you're seeing players now that are playing golf that are incredibly athletic, And I look to what Korea's been doing with their golf, and it is the number one women's sport in Korea. They would rather play golf over anything else. And I think that's why you're seeing your best athletes and a lot of really good top quality players coming out of Korea. There used to be a time when the Korean players were short off the tee but very accurate. Now that's not the case. They're long off the tee now, and they're very accurate too. They're athletic. They're strong. And it's quite a formidable, you know, task up when you're coming up against it. And I think that what needs to happen, certainly in America and around the world, is that it would be great for the other countries to see golf as the sport that women want to play, that as an opportunity to make something of themselves, for potential for a future, you know, for a future, whether it's in the golf industry or whether you can play professionally. You know, either way, golf is good. Golf is good for future. And I look to my sister. My sister did gymnastics and dancing when she was younger. But she always says to me, I wish I'd play golf because I would have been doing so much more, because gymnastics, you know, for her finished when she was 18. And yet she would still be playing golf through now as she's approaching 40.
Isn't that so wonderful? Yes.
Yeah. And it would be great if girls worldwide could look to it as the in sport or the sport that they want to play.
Yeah. And I see a lot of young ladies who are certainly seeing that now, and also an opportunity to meet some really cool guys.
Yes, exactly.
Karen Stubbles, Golf Channel on-course analyst, golf insider on Golf Channel's news programs before joining Golf Channel, the 2004 Women's British Open. Thank you so much, Karen, for being on the show. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
No, I enjoy it. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we're going to come back. We've got a really cool prize for you to win. And the announcement is next with Tathata Golf. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Leha Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Wear the tires. Grab the road. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup! What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Our featured course of the week is Poipu Bay Golf Course. Ocean 9 is their new morning program because they've got the practice and play in the afternoon. Practice and play is when you get off work or you're just cruising along, going to dinner, but you've got some time. It's 4:30 and you go to the practice range and you hit balls. You get a, you know, as many as you want. You free balls, the range is yours. And then you get a golf cart and you play three holes, three, a four, and a five, the first three. That's at Poipu Bay in the afternoon. Now, in the morning, there's Ocean 9. Starts at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8:30. You go to the range, you warm up, you get comfortable. They take you to the back nine, and for $99, you play the back nine. That's for, you know, those mornings when you'd like to do a little something, get something in before going out and hanging out with the family. So it's perfect. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course. It's Kauai's South Shore gem. Brian Hepler is our gem. He's the founder of Tathata Golf at TathataGolf.com. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. I'm really excited because we have something very cool that's starting this weekend and every weekend until we give away to, you know, a whole bunch of really lucky people the program that they can participate in on TathataGolf.com, and that's spelled T-A-T-H-A-T-A golf.com. You might say Tathata, but it's Tathata. And I've got to talk to you, Brian, a little bit about, you know, they're like, I did some research. And Tathata is a word from Buddhism. And in just in case, you know, it means suchness. And so I thought to myself, suchness. What does this mean? Then I found out that it's been used in literature. It's like describing as noticing which way the wind blows through a blade of grass without there being any good or bad judgment attached to it. So it's the state of being without just about knowing, about suchness.
Absolutely. And if you look further back in the name itself, you'll see it even from a pre-Buddhist perspective. So to the listeners out there, it has a connotation or a representation in Buddhism, but it even goes further back than that. So it does touch on all aspects of life, but from a mental training perspective inside the golf training program we've created, it does allow someone to stand with suchness over the golf ball, and with that suchness or strength, they have an opportunity to be spontaneous, reactionary, and look out in front and sense something incredible about to happen rather than trying to control the mechanics of the motion. So it's founded deep within martial art practice.
Wow. Yeah, this 60-day in-home golf training program that you've created for people who can view it on their TV screen, their whatever smartphone they have, or on their computer monitor, their laptop, whatever they're traveling with, you can do this program wherever you are.
Absolutely. We've created it in a way that it has a unique learning environment that if it's streaming to your devices in your home or if someone likes to supplement the learning with a DVD hard pack. So if you're in a location in the world where you can't stream it or you're choosing to travel and not be able to stream it, then you can also utilize the DVD training.
Excellent. So it's supplemented with a DVD. I like that because oftentimes streaming gets all herky-jerky and it's got to refresh and all that stuff. In certain places, in other places, it works beautiful. This is a 60-day training program. Golfers learn over 140 incredibly detailed but very easy to perform movements through 15 different movement routines to build their full swing, their short game, and putting motions. And the movements and routines are strategically introduced at different points throughout the program, leading students to being able to control a variety of speeds, shapes, trajectories with each club in their bag. That's exciting.
It is, and it's been amazing. We started launching the commercials on the Golf Channel the last day in August, so a little over a month and a half ago, and we're in 42 countries. And the feedback now is people are learning the game of golf at a rapid new pace. And when I say learning, we have world-class winning tour pros that are going through the program in their hotel rooms while they're on the tour. And then we have beginning golfers who have never touched a club that literally, after a couple weeks of training, are shooting scores that we normally don't see for someone who's never touched a club before.
Wow.
So it's working, in a sense, and it's really incredible that so many people have, you know, worked so many years to bring so much of their information forward and allowed me to create a program that you truly could learn something the way you learn a martial art, that you learn how to stand with strength, and then you learn how to move your arms, and then you learn how to create pressure. And then once you have pressure, you can actually hit a shot with speed, strength, and create trajectory and shape. But I do want to be clear that when we're learning this, it's still founded in the principles of the game of golf, meaning that over the last 30 years of development and all the different golf instruction around the world that I've trained in, and the martial art influences in the from a mental training perspective, so that the people listening right now can look at this and go, wow, how could we create a program that could bring us all this? Well, we've quietly, as I mentioned, spending the last 30 years, brought together the best training around the world. And all those great people have loved on me and given me so much of their knowledge and wisdom that have allowed me to put it together in a way that someone can actually learn the game of golf, maybe in a curriculum base for the first time ever in the game.
Wow, I was impressed when both Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly became spokespeople, but they're not paid. When you see them on television doing the commercials for Tathata Golf, they're not getting any money. They just believe in what you're doing.
I'm still amazed. There is no way we would be here without Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly and many others that have that same sphere of influence around the game. But Gary McCord, anytime you hear that statement, there's some videos on our sites where he says that, I can say that that's the first time I knew they weren't getting paid is when they said that on camera. I had always reached out to them, their agent, and thought at some point they were going to ask for, you know, their normal fees. If anyone watches that video, you can see a smile and a softening of my eyes when they say it, and that was the first I had known, and I'm still humbled and amazed that they're willing to put their brand, their, you know, great experience and represent not just a product, but a living, breathing person. That's something they have never done before in their career.
Yeah, exactly. And they're, they don't embrace things easily. So when they
do, right?
They don't embrace things easily, and they're very opinionated people. So they have very strong beliefs when they embrace something. That means they really see something powerful in what you've created. And I'm just going to pull this. These movement routines that you'll learn in the 60-day program introduce golfers to a completely new way to train and improve within the game of golf without needing to hit a golf ball or even go to the course. So you can really relax and learn at home, allowing full swing, short game, and putting motions to all rapidly improve at a speed rarely seen in the game of golf, but very common to martial arts and other sports. And that's exciting. So I am humbled, and I am extremely grateful. This is a $180 prize that you can win right now. All you have to do is, oh, we have Randall Mell calling in. So I'm going to give out the number. It's 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I need you to call, be the ninth caller this morning. You will get the code, the promo code that allows you, at no charge to you, to try this 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, Tathata Golf. It's a 60-day in-home golf training program. It's so cool how you've done this for me, Brian. I really, the founder of Tathata Golf, really appreciate it very, very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I look forward to sharing it with your viewers.
Yes. Now, when you said you've been working on this, I was reading 5 years. Why did you wait so long? Most people rush to the marketplace.
Right. I spent 30 years of development. All the background of it comes from me as a player, me working on my own, my mind, my body, my golf swing, my spirituality, and looking at how would I myself learn the game of golf. And along the way, what I found out was there isn't a path. There isn't a curriculum. There isn't a way to go to a sensei or a grandmaster and go from a first degree to a second degree to a third degree black belt. There isn't a way to immerse yourself and grow. It's more of haphazard, bouncing from instructor to instructor in different tips, in a sense. And so what I looked at is, wait a minute, let's look at other sports and martial art and build a program that's validated by the industry, not validated by me, Brian Hepler, but validated by the industry. And to do that, that takes care, that takes responsibility, that takes time to bring different thought processes, different groups, different associations together to agree on one thing. And as you can imagine in the game of golf, that's going to take some love, some care, some time to bring everyone together, to bring the top 100 instructors inside the LPGA and the PGA, bring golf associations together in a way that they feel safe, that they feel part of it, that they feel right in their own reverence of it. And that's what takes time. And you're right, some of my pals in the industry have, you know, ran in a sense to sell something. We created something that our staff would tell you to stand the test of time. This was built for this lifetime. This was built with the idea that we would be here 10, 20, 30 years from now and not just try to sell DVDs for the next year on TV.
Yeah, the infomercials that start making you feel like, gee, you know, they're trying to sell this to me too hard.
Right, or something where it's a quick tip or a placebo effect.
Yeah.
Give me your email.
Yeah.
And then I'll blast you with a bunch of information. Even though no one means any ill will, no one has any ill intent in that. It's just, could we create a way that we could bring a program to golfers to where they could watch it and validate their own greatness, not what Brian Hepler says. They could see it and feel it and know that they're training alongside, inside the program there's some surprises, meaning day 8, day 18, but you train alongside the greatest athletes in the history of sport. So when you move to hit a cross-court forehand, what you see is Roger Federer's body moves like a Ben Hogan or a Byron Nelson. And so you start to see that, wow, the body's always moved this way in all sport. We just somehow made golf instruction really, really technical, really, really scientific, really, really hard. And all those words have value, but when you try to make something hard, you lose touch with the student, and then it almost makes the instructor come from a profound hardness rather than just softening and allowing the golfer to learn in a simple, easy way, like you can learn to kick a soccer ball.
Yeah, letting your greatness come out, because
absolutely,
it's inside of you anyway. We're giving away this 60-day in-home golf training program to a winner every week. It's endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, unpaid spokespeople. This is a $180 value. And if you're the ninth caller, we'll give you the code to Tathata Golf 60-Day In-Home Golf Training Program that opens the door to an entirely new and much easier way to learn the game of golf. We're not saying it's going to be a snafu. It's not going to work like that. It's a complete path to learning and training for your mind, for your body, and your swing. It's a $180 value, and it's yours if you're the ninth caller at 808-296-5467. Brian Hepler, thanks so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you, and you can find Brian's program at T-A-T-H-A-T-A, Tathata, pronounced Tathata, tathatagolf.com. Okay.
Well, thank you for having me on. I look forward to hearing from the winners.
From the winners, yes, and from me, because I'm looking forward to starting. I just became a mom, and
wow.
It's interesting. It's been a real challenge in, you know, just getting everything right. So thank you. So I'm looking forward to getting everything right with you, Brian Hepler, founder of Tathata Golf. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Aloha. We'll be back. We're going to continue embracing the LPGA and all the wonderful women who are on tour and entertaining us. When you watch Golf Channel's coverage of an LPGA event, it's amazing. I heard one person say, how come those girls can play so much better than me? My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Indian. These bikes are gorgeous. The first brand made in America. Indian. They're sexy. Indian is military tested and approved. They supplied our bikes for World War II. Montgomery Power Sports. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. Military and first responder discounts and financing available. OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We have to tell you, first of all, that we're doing this fabulous giveaway, giving away the 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, unpaid spokespeople. It's a $180 value. And if you're the ninth caller, do give us a call. You'll get the code and try this golf training program that really opens up the door to an entirely new and easier way to learn the game of golf. It's a complete path to learning and training your mind, your body, and your swing. Okay, the number is 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Randall Mell, senior writer, golfchannel.com. We see him on Morning Drive. We see him on Golf Central. He's working for Golf Channel. Welcome to the show, Randall.
Hey, Danielle. Good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you. And it's been so exciting watching this year on the LPGA. We're going toward the championship. It's time to wrap up the season. And it feels almost better than the PGA Tour because we know there's an end and then there's a beginning.
An off season, right?
Yes, there's a time to go and get recharged and miss it and think, oh, God, you know, when's next coming? Oh, yeah, the next one's... So that's very cool. Have you traveled to the places that they're playing right now? And how do the women qualify to get into, let's say, the Fubon that's being played this week?
Yeah, it's limited field at the end of the year. All those Asian swing events and also the Lorena Ochoa event before the final CME Group Tour Championship. They're limited field events, and they're based pretty much on money winnings. And it ranges from, like, top 50, 60, something like that for those last few events. So as LPGA Commissioner Mike Wan has said to me, it's sort of a reward for players. They play the year to try to get into those events, and it's pretty much a bonus time for players who've had good years. Players who are struggling to keep their card, well, they're out of luck by now.
Right, and so this is that part of the year. Well, do they still earn their they still earn points while they're traveling, yep, in the Asian swing, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Everything, the money list counts. The CME Group, the Race to the Globe points, all that stuff. It's still in play, but it's just limited fields.
So what the now right now they have an opportunity to get themselves in the best position for the Tour Championship.
Correct. Yeah, you want as many points as you can get going there to that final event for the big paydays.
Yeah, and tell us how that works out. You know, I know that the LPGA does things different than the PGA. For instance, the Player of the Year is based on points, what you accumulate over the year. It's not a voting situation. So how does having more points going into the Tour Championship help you once you're there?
Right. It's all based on a point system. So at the end, then, it's basically like a reset where they have points and they're trying to it's kind of like the FedEx Cup, except it's just one event at the end of the year. And whoever finishes the year with most points, gets the big $1 million season-long Race to the Globe payday. Plus, there's a big payday for the Steam Tour Championship. So last year, Lydia Ko, when she won the points race, she got $1 million for that, and then she also won the Senior Group Tour Championship in a playoff, so she won $500,000 for that. So the $1.5 million payday was the most money a woman's ever won in a single day.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. So they go into the Asia Tour swing, the Asia swing of the LPGA Tour, and they're working toward getting more points so they can work on that $1 million paycheck.
Right, you want that huge payday for $1 million? You know, that's not a bad day's work.
No, that's pretty awesome. And knowing that the purses increase like that on the LPGA is exciting. The number of women drawn to the LPGA, the quality of their game, the sophistication of their game, and their maturity at such a young age. Is it because the girls are starting so young in the game? Or is Lydia Ko really a savant in golf?
No, I mean we've seen it. We saw it with Morgan Pressel, her excellence at a young age. She was 12 when she qualified for the U.S. Women's Open, 13 when she actually played in it. Lexi Thompson was 12 when she played in it. Lexi won when she was 16. You know, it is definitely younger in the women's game. And it's like Morgan Pressel's grandfather said to me, grandfather and coach said to me, he said, you know, these young junior players are like closet pros. They travel to AJG events like pros. They have swing coaches. They have sports psychologists. They have trainers. So they're just like pros, except they're playing for trophies. So they're very trained by the time they reach the LPGA. And a lot of the players that they meet in the LPGA, they were playing against a lot of them in AJG events. It's a very small world in junior golf. So, you know, Lydia Ko obviously is an exception, but there's a lot of young players. The women's game is definitely a lot younger than the men's game.
Yeah, and I think girls usually do mature a little bit quicker emotionally and mentally than the guys. Excuse me, Randall. It's not meant.
I have my moments still.
It's not meant as anything, you know, and guys listening, you know, and I don't mean this, but it's just like that's the awkwardness of going through high school. You know, the girls are all looking real confident and everything, and the boys are still going, how do I approach her? You know, so the girls do have an advantage, and then the guys kind of take over a little bit later on. Let's talk about some of the women. I was confused why we don't see NB Park in the Fubon. Why is she not playing?
Yeah, Envy had a conflict this year. There was a little bit change of dates, and she had a commitment. I believe it was like a sponsor commitment to another event. So she was disappointed that she couldn't make it back. And obviously she would have wanted to be back there because she's in this really tight race for Rolex Player of the Year points with Lydia Ko. They're both tied for points. And the number one is up. Number one ranking, the Rolex World number one ranking is up for grabs this week, and Lydia is right there to take the points race, the Rolex points race, and the number one ranking. Actually, Lydia's in position in this stretch run home to take the lead in everything that and all the big awards. She'll probably leave Fuban in Taiwan with the number one ranking, with the lead in the Rolex points, the lead in the CME group, the Race to the Globe points, with the money list lead, and with the Far Trophy lead. And the thing is, Indy's had a great year, so that tells you how Lydia's playing, too.
That's amazing. You know, and for someone who's missed the cut, that wasn't that surprising?
Excuse me?
Well, Lydia Ko this year, she's had off weeks.
Oh, yeah. Early this year, she actually missed her first cut in a major championship. And, it was, of course, that was kind of the story this year. Would she become the youngest winner of a major? Because this was the last year she could do it. She was in good five tries to do it, and there's a lot of pressure on her. And she seemed to be feeling that pressure, because in the season opening major, the ANA Inspiration, she tied for 51st, which was her worst finish in a major. And then the very... the next event, new women's PGA, she missed the cut there. So she seemed to be feeling the pressure in the majors. But boy, she gotten it together. She's going for her fifth win. She had her first major. And obviously, you know, she's going to lead in all these categories. So for all the criticism that there was over her going to David Ledbetter and changing a swing, they seem to be doing pretty well together.
Yes, they are. She's leading in everything. Randall Mell is senior writer, golfchannel.com. He's been covering both the PGA Tour and the LPGA since 1997. What have you watched? Is anything really different that surprises you about the game, the professional game right now, that you've seen evolve?
I think that the women's game right now is just as deep as it's ever been, with the play at the world level. With it's been more than a decade now for the South Korean women, but just players all over the world. I think it's harder to win now than it ever has been. And then so to see players like Indy Park and Lydia Ko, and Stacey Lewis hasn't won this year, but Stacey swept all those big awards last year.
Yes.
To see them dominating now, it's impressive, because it is deeper. I used to say that if you told me to circle 20 names at a PGA Tour event who I thought would win that week, I would not be confident at all that I had picked the winner. If you told me to circle 20 names in the women's game in the tournament that week, I'd be pretty confident I nailed the winner, but I'm not anymore, because it goes deeper than that. So it's tough to win, and, So it's going to be tough to get into the Hall of Fame, too, right? It's a point-based system for the LPGA. So for the LPGA Hall of Fame versus the World Golf Hall of Fame, different standards there. So, for me, the thing that stands out for the women's game is just the depth of it.
The depth of it. Yeah, how many great players there are, and on any given day, any one of them could win. Just depends on whether their game's on or not. When you talked about Stacey Lewis, when we say, well, we often go, well, what's wrong with that person? Well, there's not necessarily anything wrong with that person. It's just the other person's having a really great run.
Yeah, Stacey, this year she hasn't got a win. That's been frustrating for her. I think she has 7 or 8 finishes of third or better, so it's probably been maddening for her to be that close, and she hasn't been able to close them down. And I know she wants to be in the mix with this, with Lydia and Indy, because she always has been there. But going to the CME group, it might be pretty much a two-woman race going there if Stacey can't step it up here in the finishes. And she had a rough start in Taiwan. She opened with a 77, a little surprising, but she hasn't had, if you look at it, Stacey's not slumping. She's not had real off weeks. It's been an off day there, but it's just, she's not playing good enough to beat Lydia and Indy.
Yeah, that's all. And they're playing phenomenally. That's the problem.
Yeah. Indy, two more major wins. She's an amazing player.
Yeah. Michelle Wee, let's talk a little bit about Wheezy. Her game is kind of on and off, but she's steady. She always seems to, she made the Solheim Cup. She always seems to be in the Asia swing.
Oops, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And is what are you noticing about Michelle Wee's game?
Yeah, well, Michelle got off to a rough start this year. She got sick at the beginning of the year. I remember I was at the Bahamas event, the second event of the year, and watching her, and she literally had to sit down a couple of times on the course. She just felt ill, and she thought it was the flu, and it turned out that she had like a sinus infection, and then it got worse on the Asian swing earlier in the year. So, you know, here she is in a position to try to follow up on last year's big year, winning in the Lotte Championship in Hawaii, and then breaking through to win the U.S. Women's Open.
Mm-hmm.
And really, she had the finger problem last year that slowed her up coming off the U.S. Women's Open. But then she was healthy at the end of the year, and I really thought this was a player now who could make a run at the number one ranking, who could make a run at Indy Park and Lydia Ko and Stacey Lewis. And you could see it just in her eyes and the way she talked. She was feeling that confidence. So it was disappointing for her to get off to that really slow start at the beginning of the year where she's ill and really couldn't shake it. And then she develops the hip problem, and that whole left side, the hip, the left knee, the left ankle, that was a huge issue all year long. So it's really been kind of a throwaway year for Michelle. And now that she's feeling healthy, she still hasn't done much in this Asian swing. It's like 52nd in Malaysia, 42nd last week. And she's still trying to get it together.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, you have to deal with life and what life throws at you. And being healthy is one of the critical issues. Imagine if, you know, we were had to call in sick for a month or two.
Yeah. And through that whole thing, she changed her swing. You know, David, I've been talking about her to her about her swing was just putting too much pressure on that lower left side of her body, and he'd been wanting her to change it. And so she narrowed her stance. She's trying to take a little pressure off that side, and I think she likes where that's going, but she just needs more time again to get it together.
To get it. Thank you. That's insight that I didn't know. Thank you very much for that. Because, of course, you know, Michelle Wee's from Hawaii, and we would really like to see her shine the way we know she can. You know, just it's just putting it all together. And another player that we're always talking about is, her name just went out of my head. Look, a little bit, Morgan Pressel, Suzanne Peterson. When Suzanne, do you think she'll be, I mean, she's always in the lead, in the top 10 like she is right now, and she won, and then, oh, I'm sorry, what do
yeah,
you see?
She went at the end, how about this time last year, she left David Ledbetter, she started working with Butch Harmon, and so there was a little transition to that, and then, you know, she maybe struggled a little bit with the swing, and then she broke through and had a win here just a couple of months ago. And obviously the whole controversy at the Solheim Cup, I'm sure that had some effect on her because she was under harsh criticism for, not giving the putt to Allison Lee or that whole controversy
yes.
at the Solheim
yes.
Cup created issues for her where, you know, she actually, Suzanne Peterson, one of the toughest players you'll meet, but she actually cried over that, so... You know, it's a very emotional situation there. And so she's trying to bounce back from that. But Suzanne is, still should be at the height of her powers. And I think we've all kind of waited for her to make a run at the number one. And that's something that she doesn't want to end her career without doing. And that was a big reason that she went to Butch Harmon, is to try to make this run at number one to get the best she can out of her game, and also to get ready for the Olympics, too.
Yes, exactly. Then the person whose name wouldn't come to me was Lexi Thompson,
okay.
She just won last weekend.
yeah, Lexi, you know, everyone wants to get into this battle for number one, and there are a lot of players like Suzanne and Michelle who are at their best, have the games that they can do it. With Lexi, Lexi's ball striking matches up with anyone. She plays a bomb and gouge game that I talked to her brother on the PGA Tour, and he says that guys always say that they play with Lexi, and she plays a game that most closely resembles playing with a man because she can play Bomet and play the bomb in Dallas game. So Nicholas said it always, that's Lexi's brother on the PGA Tour, says that it always amazes the guys playing with her, just the power she can generate. And the difference between her and Lydia and Indy has been the short game in putting, but Lexi's worked really hard on that, and she's, I think, she's worked on hard in that because if she can shore those games up, if she can get competitive with those two in that those areas, then you know she can be number one.
Yeah,
so that's the difference between her and Lydia and Envy is the short game and the putting. Not that Lexi's bad at it, but those two players are phenomenal short game and putters.
That's it. And just in case you were wondering, you know, it's awfully impressive watching somebody hit a long drive, but you've got to get it in the hole. And a perfect example is an albatross this weekend did not guarantee a high standing on the leaderboard. It's whether or not you can make the putts or get it to the green. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And we've been talking with Randall Mell, senior writer, golfchannel.com. He travels the globe to cover the LPGA, and we always enjoy his writing and catching him on Golf Channel. If any final thoughts you didn't get to share with us that you wanted to?
No, I just think it's going to be fun coming down the stretch between Lydia and Envy with so much at stake. And Envy's such a good player, and you know she's going to make another push at Lydia. So I think just watching the Asian swing and then the CME group final, it'll be fun to watch those two players and to see whether Lexi Thompson can keep this going because she's won twice in the second half of the year. So I think she can send a real strong statement if she can grab another win and maybe even win this CME at the end of the year to sort of put that question in for next year. Is she ready to challenge for number one?
I love it. Now, I have a final question for you, and it has to do with the Symetra Tour. Do you think, or the Q School, do you think the LPGA will follow the PGA Tour, eliminating Q School and making all the cards won on the Symetra go to the LPGA? So you couldn't go into the LPGA without going through the Symetra Tour.
No, it's just it's just a different, two different organizations there, and I don't think the LPGA is really in position to do that. With, you know, you can see the depth of the men's game. The women's game is deeper than it's ever been, but it's not as deep as the men's game. So you can. The men's game, you can see it, but the women's game, I think it's still a nice deal to have that Q School at the end of the year where you have players who are definitely ready, especially coming from South Korea, who go to Q School and they step onto the LPGA and they're ready to win two or three times in a year. So we saw, you know, Sang-hyun Kim came through there
exactly
last year. And so the women, you know, they're ready to come out of there where the men, you know, it's okay to go to the WebGuest.com Tour from Q School because it is still so deep, and there are always people who thought that just 6 days at Q School in a final stage of the Q School that guys could have a hot week and you know, maybe weren't necessarily ready for the PGA Tour. But in the women's game, I think pretty much everybody who gets a card through Q School is ready.
Excellent. Randall, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure, Daniel. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you. Aloha. We're going to come back for our gearheads and talk some gear with Bill Cuevas, reviewer for GolfBald.com. GolfBald.com. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Endian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam Electric Vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Lehigh Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, where the tires grab the road.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poi Poo Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poi Poo Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poi Poo Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poi Poo Bay. That's 742-8711. Poi Poo Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Go to Tathata.com. That is TathataGolf.com. It's T-A-T-H-A-T-A. Tathata. It's pronounced Tathata. It's TathataGolf.com, and our winner today, Leo from Maui, persistence pays off. He won a 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, unpaid spokespeople. This is a $180 value, and next weekend, if you're the ninth caller, we'll give you the code to the TathataGolf.com. .com 60-day in-home golf training program that opens the door to an entirely new, easier way to learn the game of golf, a complete path to learning and training for your mind, for your body, for your swing. And now, welcome into the show, William Cuevas, reviewer for golfball.com, married with children, six to be exact. I think the twins are about to have their birthday. Retired New York State law enforcement, injured in the line of duty, and I thought, you know, it's pretty amazing that on this day there is the triathlon that's underway with some road closures, and it's all about creating a memorial for the law enforcement officers in Hawaii who have given the ultimate sacrifice. It's called the H3T Race to the Base, and it started this morning. They went down Ala Moana, Nimitz, down the H1 westbound, all across the H3, and they're not quite in that section of it, but the road closures have started already, and that's going down to the base, and they end up over at Aikahi Loop and at the Marine Corps Air Station. So that's what's happening today, and if you want to make a donation to the fundraiser for this memorial, you can go to racetothebaseh3t.com. It's the H3T Race to the Base, an inaugural race, a triathlon hosted by the Hawaii Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation, and that's today. And the sole objective is to build and maintain a memorial honoring our law enforcement officers who made the ultimate sacrifice and died in the line of duty in service to our communities. Bill, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Daniel? How's the thing going?
Oh, I'm doing great. And, I mean, you are amazing. Didn't you start getting into the game while you were recovering from your injury?
Yes, I was.
And then you just, like, I don't know, you became like a golf addict.
Yes. Yeah, after the very first session.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so he won the Play Famously by Mizuno contest.
Yep.
Out of 15,000 entries, he was chosen. Is there a product out there that is new on the market that impresses you the most right now?
There's actually a couple of new ones that I've actually got to try out, and there's a couple of new ones that are coming out that I actually got to get a preview of.
Ooh,
so,
yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Like Champs Spike, they have a new spike that's coming out with a new locking system, the new Slim Lock, and it's coming out in February 2016, and I was lucky to get a set now. They have dual, so they can grip either way on two with the new Slim Lock, which is really, really cool. And what's really neat about them is, and you know how most people don't know when to change their spikes. These things turn a solid color, so it indicates when you need to change it. So all you got to do is look at the bottom of your shoes. If you see a certain color, you know it's time to change the spikes. I mean, it's the first time I've ever seen anything like it. So I'm really impressed with what they got coming out in 2016.
Fantastic. Now, how often does that usually translate to?
I guess for addicts like me, not very long. Because I catch a lot of slack because, like, you know, when I do a lot of stuff with golf now, you know, I'm a big fan of golf now. And last year I had 100 bookings just on them. And then I had, you know, my regular, you know, club that I belong with on Saturdays and Sundays. So it broke down to a lot of golf. So I change my spikes often. So, you know, like my grips, I got to change them a lot often because I play so much. So yeah, I'm not the average person, but I guess every few months,
yeah.
You know, for the regular people, you know. So I don't like telling it because it's like rubbing salt in a wound.
Yeah, that's all right. But, you know, you we're glad somebody's out there doing it. So you're yep. like, you're right. So the fact that there is someone who gets to play, did you say you had 100 bookings on Golf Now last year?
Yeah.
And that doesn't count your weekend play with the clubs you play with? Yeah, okay, so you're the person who's increased rounds played.
Yeah.
And why it's inching upward.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I got some, a few Golf Now addicts with me, you know, when I started talking to them. And people started coming out, especially on their days off and everything else.
Yeah.
So I brought a lot of people with me to help grow it down here. So
excellent.
It was pretty cool.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. I'm kind of interested because it's the color red in this Adams Golf new red hybrid.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
It's pretty cool. I just started playing with it. You know, I've got like maybe 5-6 rounds in with it, and it, right now for me, you know, it's about trying to make, you know, get really good control with it. So, but it's supposed to be engineered to be able to use it because it's a much smaller head than most hybrids that I've had. And my very first set of clubs were Adams, the set that had irons and hybrids. So this hybrid's come a long way. It's a smaller head. But it's a lot easier to handle, you know, because I just drop balls behind trees on purpose. I was going in the sand bunker with it. I just, you know, because I play, so I get to just do what I want. And I was just throwing them all over the place, throwing in the wheat, you know, in the grass where it's high and wet. And this thing, the trajectory is low, so you can get out of a lot of conditions, and the ball just takes off. So I'm trying to get used to the amount of speed that it jumps off the face.
Wow.
So, yeah I'm not used to that because I'm overshooting my shot, because usually, you know, you take your regular club and you try to dig out of those difficult shots, and you're happy if you get it halfway where you wanted to get it. This thing is passing, you know, so I'm going through the fairway, I'm going over the green, which, you know, which is great for now. So I'm just trying to still get my distance locked in from those crazy positions. But right now, it's an all-around utility club, and it works really, really well so far.
Well, I want it just to make sure that my ball goes anywhere.
It's going everywhere, I can tell you that. That I know, it's definitely going everywhere.
Well, I just wanted to go distance. That sounds like my kind of club.
Yeah, and it's solid. The head's smaller, but it's solid.
That's
it's
the
really
only thing.
Solid club.
That's the part that scares me, is the mm-hmm. smaller head. You know, you know, but still, you know, mm-hmm. I'm willing to give it a shot. Okay,
yeah.
I got to ask you about this. I know you're a Callaway fan.
Yes.
This putter they've got out, this Tank Cruiser, it's adjustable, its adjustability, it's like fascinating. Have you tried it out yet?
No, not yet. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I get to try. I mean, I don't get to try it, everything. You know, we got the other guys that are visiting the different places, but I didn't get to try it out yet.
Right, it's Odyssey Works Tank Cruiser. Mm-hmm. The Versa alignment and adjustable counterbalance, and they put them together in the tour proven head shape. Pricey, $299.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was just looking at it going, wow. Now, you know, I asked the question about 5 years ago, if you guys are adjusting drivers, when are you going to start adjusting putters? And sure enough, you know, they said, well, actually, we're working on that. That's in the works. And I thought, okay.
Yeah, they got another company that's been doing it for a while that I actually got to test, and I'm actually doing a testing on theirs now. Is the Cure Putter? Cure is coming. They have their fully adjustable, the loft, the lie, the angle. I mean, it's incredible. You put the face down, you can lock it in place. You can change the weight. You can change the loft. I mean, it's really good. You know, for somebody that's really getting into the game and really doesn't know, because a lot of these putters, you know, you get off the rack. They still need, like me, I'm always minus 2 degrees loft. So if it's at 70, I need it down at 68. So I got to bring it in to, you know, to get adjusted. But this thing automatically adjusts. You can change the weights. If you're hitting it too far, you can take a weight off, make it lighter. So it's really, really intriguing, you know, to start off as a baseline.
What's the name of it?
Pure. C-U-R-E, Putters.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Pure Putters. Now, what about what about P Putter?
The
B Putter at bputter.com. Yes. Yeah, the new Italian putter. What about that one?
I got a really special one. Living in Florida, I actually got the Panther, and I've been calling it the Florida Panther forever. So mine, I got mine custom. He did all the stuff for me. I actually got my name in it. It's a carbon steel, and I got it down to 70, even though I normally use 68. But it's the shaft is not bent, so it's a straight shaft. So it's a little bit easier for me with a heavier toe balance. So and it's 335, 340 on the grams. And that's what I usually use, so it's perfectly balanced for me. I love it.
Wow. Okay. They're online, right, at bputter.com?
Yes, bputters.com. He has a whole bunch of new styles, new different heads coming out, accessories. It's really, really neat, and it's made in Italy. I started talking Italian when I got there.
Yeah, through osmosis.
Yeah.
Okay, and this other one is cureputters.com.
Yes.
C-U-R-E putters.com, and you'll find them there, too, online. Cure Putters. Okay, and I was looking at the very sophisticated Callaway tank cruiser. So those are three options for adjustabilities that are out right now. I'm always looking for a great range finder. Which is your favorite one?
You know what? I love Bushnell.
Really?
I've tried a lot, and I try not to be biased, but I really enjoy them. I actually got three of them. I got different models of them that I've actually used, and I've used other models, but they don't see, my biggest thing in Florida, we have a lot of fog and stuff during the summertime when you first start, and it's a little bit easier to get it, and just for me, I find it a lot easier and more playable, and I really like the Jolt technology on it. When you hit that flag and you get that little vibration in your hand,
you got the
flag and not the tree. Because, it's a big difference when you're hitting that tree at 190 and the flag's at 160. So, it's a good indication for me. I like it.
Excellent. Okay, well, that's good because, there's Sky Caddy, Golf Buddy, Garmin Approach, and 7
there's
and 8.
There's so many. They're great brands. That's just my preference.
No, I understand. It's but that word of mouth. How else are we going to, you got to talk to somebody who's playing over 100 rounds a year.
That is my favorite.
I'm lucky if I get to play. I don't even like to think about it. Okay, so another one that we want to look at is I like this Rose and Fire head covers. These guys are cool, and it almost looks like they get material from. They would take an old motorcycle jacket.
Yes, and real camouflage stuff. I mean, I met him several years ago at the show before he even started, doing the stuff, and I saw the heads, and he actually sent me some of the covers, and I reviewed them a couple years ago, and I love them. I mean, they're top quality. The price is great, and I just like the touch. I like the story behind it, how he learned from sewing, from his grandmother and everything, and how he got the name. So, I mean, the story's fantastic. The product's fantastic. I actually got the latest cover that I got from him is from Italy. It's the Italian leather. So it goes perfect. I told you I was going wee-wee and everything else. I started eating pizza. I was doing everything. It's incredible. I'm getting ready to get a flag and everything now.
Awesome. I gotta have him on the show.
Yes. He's a great guy.
Just to hear those stories that you're talking about. I love those stories.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm looking at here, Rose and Fire. roseandfire.com, and you can see accessories with heritage made with passion. This is awesome. Also, he's been on the show, the fellow who reps the Big Max carts. And they started off on the he's up in Washington, right?
Well, I don't think they were originally from, stateside, but now they are.
Yes.
So I actually got to see them because of the PGA show from a few years back. So I got my IQ a while back, the IQ push cart, and I love that. And now they're coming out with all these crazy new accessories.
Yes, they
which are.
Are
really, really cool. I mean, for me, the favorite was the hand warmer and the rain, because we get a lot of rain here. And I know people say, oh, you live in Florida, you don't need hand warmers. But you know what? When it's 90 degrees all year round, and all of a sudden it drops to 30, your hands get cold. It's something that we would use. I mean, when it's 70 out here in Florida, people are wearing jackets, coats, hats, and I'm like, oh my God, because I'm from New York originally. So, but the hand warmer is really, really cool, and that rain accessories that they just came out with are phenomenal. And they got this new rain safe that's like a big fanny pack.
What's the rain safe?
It's like a big, huge fanny pack that you attach to the golf cart. So if it rains and everything, it keeps all your personal stuff dry.
It's 100%
waterproof. Yeah, your wallet. I mean, your watches. Anything that you would put in there that you don't want to get wet, it keeps it dry. So it's really, really nice.
Big Max accessories, rain safe, and hand warmers. I love it. We might need them too. You know, if you're up in Waikawa or Volcano where it's 58 degrees in the morning, you're going to want to put your hands in something warm.
Yes, our blood is thin in these hot climates. What I mean? We need a little bit of extra warmth.
Yes, we do. Certainly do. Okay, so I think is there anything else you want to cover?
No, that's everything. We did that in pretty quick. So
that was awesome.
Pretty good.
Thank you for being on the show. It's always a pleasure talking. We don't do it enough, you know.
No, and the thing was that last week I was listening to all your other guests because I listen to the show anyway, even if I'm not on it, and I love it because I was at the Symetra tour last weekend, and I love it. And the girls, the way they shoot darts, man. These girls are phenomenal. I wish that I had their game. I wish I had half of their game.
Well, that's something. That's something somebody else said today. How come I can't play like that? So, when you were at the Symetra tour, what was your? Was it the golf, the quality of golf that struck you? I mean, you've been to LPGA events too.
Yes, I go every year to this one. I've been there the last four. I mean, watching them play is incredible. I mean, watching them hit it 260 yards or 230 yards, it doesn't matter. The accuracy that they have. I mean, they were shooting darts. It was incredible. I plopped down on the 18th towards the end and watched these girls play, and it's amazing. I mean, from the putts to the chipping, I was watching girls putt with 3-woods.
Wow.
And I was like, what? A 3-wood? And she was using like a long putter. And I was like, oh my God, it's incredible. And I mean, thinking of, I was like, this is amazing. So I enjoy that a lot. I just like looking at, women golfers, they're the future. That's if they want to grow, they got to hit her off right there because they're phenomenal.
Excellent,
so worthwhile. Yep.
Yeah, Bill Cuevas, thanks so much for being on the show. It's
thank you for having me.
We'll do it again, okay?
Yes, whenever you need me, I'm there for you.
All right, thank you so much, Bill. Aloha.
All right, aloha.
And thank you to our sponsors, Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. And they've got a special going on right now. It's a program like the one that they have in the afternoon, the practice and play that starts at 4:30 in the afternoon. When you get to chill, go unwind, don't have a lot of time, but you'd like to get a couple of holes in, you practice, get a golf cart, you get your bucket of balls, and you go and play a 3, 4, and 5, which happens to be the first three holes of the course. Isn't that perfect? Yes. Now they've got Ocean 9. 7 to 8:30 in the morning, you get out on the range, you warm up, you get comfortable. You only have time for 9. Well, the back 9 is for you. It's $99. They'll take you out to the back 9. You get to get some golf in for the day. It's absolutely perfect. Thank you, Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Montgomery Power Sports, where you'll find Indian Victory, Suzuki, Husqvarna Motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, Gem Electric Vehicles. It's Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway. They're right next to Liliha Bakery, where your tires grab the road. And when you're hanging out at Liliha, just, waiting, go over there. You're going to be amazed. The accessories, there's some really cool kids stuff in there for Christmas. And women, I want to just buy everything, okay? So that's Montgomery power sports, where the tires grab the road. And you can listen to our show anytime you want. It's at radiogolfclub.com. Next week, we have another $180 prize for you from Tathara Golf. And thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.